Hello and welcome to this, our church service from the Church of the Epiphany for Sunday, June 26, 2022. The flowers in the sanctuary today are to the glory of God and in loving memory of a dear husband, Jean-Pierre Tremblay, given by Hilda Sampson. And thank you to Reverend Peter for preaching this Sunday at the 11 a.m. service. We are collecting rinsed aluminum cans for Kiana. The church services each Sunday, 9:15 for a quiet BCP Eucharist and 11 a.m. We won't be having services in August, and we will start up after Labor Day, which is September the 11th. Dan and Sue, who organize the altar flowers each week, invite those who wish to have an altar flower dedication to contact them via email, and a donation of $20 is appreciated. We've had our calendar planning meeting, and soon we will be sending out the list of the events that we have planned. The food cupboard, well, thank you to everyone, and thank you to Butch, who manages our food cupboard. We managed to reach all needs, and you can either donate items that you maybe find on sale at the store, or you can donate a cash or a monetary donation that will either buy food cards or food with. So thank you to each and every person. Sandra has mint smoothies, all proceeds to the church. Bible study, Tuesdays at 10. The closing potluck is this Tuesday, the 28th. Gloria Thompson collects canceled stamps. And if you wish, our regular weekly donations or special donations may be sent to our envelope secretary, Barb Smallman. Her address is in the email. And a thank you to everyone who helps put together this weekly online service. And now the opening of our worship. Lord, open our lips, and we respond, and our mouths shall proclaim your praise. O God, make speed to save us, and we respond, O Lord, make haste to help us. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Alleluia! The Spirit of the Lord renews the face of the earth. O come, let us worship. Almighty God, to you hearts are open, all desires known, and from you no secrets are hidden. Cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name through Christ our Lord. Amen. And an opening prayer, beckoning God. As you moved in the lives of Elijah and Elisha, move in our lives, inviting us to journey to unknown territory, to listen for your voice, to speak your prophetic word in a world that does not want to hear. Empowered by your Spirit, grant us the courage we need to journey, trust, listen, speak, and accept your commission to be your faithful servant people. Amen. And a reading from the Gospel of Luke. When the days drew near for Jesus to be taken up, he set his face to go to Jerusalem, and he sent messengers ahead of him. On their way, they entered a village of the Samaritans to make ready for him. But they did not receive him because his face was set toward Jerusalem. When his disciples, James and John, saw it, they said, Lord, do you want us to command fire to come down from heaven and consume them? But Jesus turned and rebuked them, and then they went on to another village. As they were going along the road, someone said to him, I'll follow you wherever you go. And Jesus said to him, foxes have holes, birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man has nowhere to lay his head. And to another he said, follow me. But he said, Lord, first let me go and bury my father. But Jesus said to him, let the dead bury their own dead. But as for you, go and proclaim the kingdom of God. Another said, I'll follow you, Lord, but let me first say farewell to those at my home. Jesus said to him, no one who puts a hand to the plow and looks back is fit for the kingdom of God. the gospel of Christ. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. And now, a sermon, a reflection upon this reading from Luke. I don't know if anyone has ever visited a water park. It's that time of year when people flock to East Park and stand in hour-long lines to go down the biggest, best water slide in the whole area. You wait and wait until finally you get to the top of that slide, look down. You can't even see the slide all the way down. It looks like you'll be falling through open air. And then you panic. Sure looks like a long, long way down. You look back. The line's thick with people and kids. There's no way you can turn back. You've got to go ahead. You close your eyes. You risk it, despite the paralyzing fear. We love the excitement and the novelty of doing exciting and somewhat dangerous things. But when it comes to the moment of truth, we often would like to chicken out. That's where true commitment to following through is the only way to go. There is the same fear from getting, say, a companion animal, a pet. That phrase, "you're never ready," is often quite true. As the adoption of your new puppy or kitten draws near, we can start to panic. What if I'm not a good owner? My entire life maybe is going to change. Can I really pull this off? I wonder what they'll be like, my new pet. When the moment comes, it's too late to turn back. But once that pet is here, its little eyes melt our hearts, and all the fretting and worry is soon forgotten, and we go forward and commit to a lifetime of loving that little soul along with all the responsibilities that go with it. Your life does change. But no one would say it wasn't entirely worth it. Now that said, committing to the wrong thing can get you into a lot of trouble. Sometimes we can be on the road to a very poor decision, realize our mistake, turning back is entirely okay, it's the right thing to do. Unless, of course, you can't, and sometimes that can happen. Anyone who's seen Jurassic Park remembers the line, "Do you know what you're committing to?" But sometimes there's truly no turning back. You have to be committed not only to your decision, but to the responsibility that goes with it, the outcomes, the consequences. Today's scripture story is about commitment, the commitment to discipleship, to following Jesus, to being a disciple, to being a helper. With all of the danger, responsibilities, and difficulties that go with being a disciple of Christ. He has come to the time of reckoning in his ministry in today's reading. He's on his way to Jerusalem. The road ahead is not going to be easy. Anyone going with him at this point will be committing to a very difficult life indeed. Jesus does not hide this fact. He bluntly lets whoever wants to follow him know what life as his disciples will truly be like. Jesus is not sugarcoating discipleship. He doesn't say, "Come along with me, you'll get a great salary, awesome benefits, lots of perks, excellent food, 5-star hotels, a gym membership, great holidays." No, Jesus says to us, "Life with me is like being perpetually on the run. You can't stop to rest. You'll be constantly watched and threatened. You may be in danger. Many will reject you and give you no place to sleep at night. We move from place to place, and you must be entirely committed to the journey, so much that you'll spend most of your time away from your family and friends. And you'll need to give your time and energy entirely to the mission. And then you'll be rejected by nearly everyone," says Jesus. Sounds like a great job, right? Like the firehouse that had a sign outside on the lawn. It read, "Firefighters wanted. Hard labor, low pay, Odd hours, cool ride. While it was meant to be amusing, the sign also spoke the truth. Ask a firefighter in any town, and you'll find a community-loving volunteer who's proud to serve, who loves the camaraderie and satisfaction of protecting homes and lives. Think of the healthcare workers, exhausted, who worked long hours in wearing masks, taking personal risks, all in the midst of the dangerous COVID shutdown. Think of the teachers who went back into the schools. We commit to what it means a great deal to us. And when we're serious about what we want to do, we'll find no excuses for not doing it. We leap into dangerous situations all the time when we are committed to the mission and purpose of what we are doing. It takes real courage. We all know this. No one commits to a semi-marriage. No one commits to a partial caregiving. No one commits to winning a race by refusing to practice. No one commits to school and does not attend their classes. What we care about, we commit to. What we truly commit to, we'll go through anything to follow through with it. This is the challenge that Jesus is presenting to anyone wanting to follow him, especially during this time near the end of his ministry. How serious are you about doing this? Jesus might have said. What does it take to come with me? Well, he would say unconditional commitment, no halfway, no sort of disciples, no change your mind tomorrow, folks. You're in or you're out. Look ahead and not behind. Once you've come on the road with me, there's no turning back. Can you look ahead and not back? Can you leave your friends and family? Can you risk danger, get by with little sleep, rejection, discouragement? Do you know what you are committing to? If you do, Jesus says, come follow me. If you're not on it, you've lost your shot. We most often look at Jesus as kind, loving, caring person. He certainly was. But he was also tough as nails, as in today's gospel reading. Blunt as he could be. He had to be. Jesus knew that true discipleship is not an afterthought or a fun excursion, and definitely not a walk in the park. Well, maybe that Jurassic Park. It's a serious occupation, being a disciple, driven by mission, fraught with the unexpected. Today, too. And this hasn't changed. Anyone looking at the church today knows how much commitment it takes to carry out the mission that Jesus intended, to bring a message of God's love to the world. In our culture today as well, if you're truly a disciple of Jesus, truly committed to the mission of the gospel, you too will experience some discouragement, rejection, dismissal, or worse. For discipleship is not an easy road. It's a lifelong mission that will challenge you, change you, use up your time, require your commitment. And discipleship with Jesus is a risk. No guarantees, no certainties, no security, no plan. All it requires is for you to let go of your expectations and your past and to forge into the future, trusting Jesus to lead you into future places where you've never been, where you'll be able to spread love. Well, are you ready to sign up? Let's go ahead. Let's double dare us. And now a hymn. And now our Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, His only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit. Born of the Virgin Mary, He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day He rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. And now let us pray. As you heard the prayer of Isaac and Rebekah, O God, and guided them in the way of your love, so listen now to those who call upon you. Our prayers are asked this week for Anne, Brian, Dorothy, Mary, Marcel, Tara, Jeff, Nicole, Shelley, Joel, Melanie, Marlene, Pam, Joyce, Val, Karen, Bill, Sheila, Jessica, Sonia, Jamie, Brooks, Linda and Alan, Jean, Marilyn, Connie, Jack, Jack and Julie, Kiana, Colleen, Ella, Evelyn, Norma, Dave, Peter, Dan, Mariko, Debbie, Donna, John, Jade, Dory, Belinda, Kim, Ross, Francis, Bill, and Jeff, Michelle, Pat, Grant, Kathy, Linda, Jean, Brian, Joyce, Jim, Sharon, Philip, Jackie, Cam, Diana, Ian, Edna, Matthew, Annika, Janice, Darren, Roland, Pansy, Clark, and Ellen. Move us to praise your gracious will. For in Christ you have saved us from the deeds of death and opened for us the hidden way of your love. We ask these prayers through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. And now, as Jesus taught us, let us pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Glory to God, whose power working in us can do infinitely more than we can ask or imagine. Glory to God from generation to generation in the Church and in Christ Jesus forever and ever. Amen. And a prayer. God of heaven and earth, before the foundation of the universe and the beginning of time, you are the triune God, author of creation, the eternal word of salvation, and the life-giving spirit of wisdom. Guide us to all truth by your Spirit, that we may proclaim that Christ revealed and rejoice in the glory he shared with us. Glory and praise to you, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, now and forever. Amen. And now a blessing from the Book of Common Prayer. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in the knowledge and love of God and of his Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, and the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost be amongst you and remain with you always. Amen. And now, thank you for worshiping with us. I hope that your heart has been touched and calmed, and always feel free to be in touch. Give a call or a text or an email, whatever your preference is. It's always great to talk. And our parting blessing song with Anusha.
May God's blessings surround you.